Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Miguel Portilla of Capital Security. We're talking about technology in terms of the police and recommendation of these drones. Let's carry this technology to your company. What is now taking place in terms of private security services like yours in terms of the use of technology, and how do you see technology going forward in terms of both private and public?
Well, the latest technology that Capitol have is what we call the virtual guard. What is the virtual guard? Most of the people might be asking. Well, the virtual guard is, we could do whatever a physical guard do in your house, in your condominium, in your place of living, remote, virtually. The same thing and more. Because what we do is we make some installation with cameras in your entrance, in your exits, and we run all the operation from my command center in San Juan. We watch, we see all the cameras, we identify the visitor, we call to for the permit to go in, we register the visitor on the computer program, and beside that, we send a patrol car to give a preventive patrolling to you wherever you live.
Or you cover your business, right?
Yes. So we record the video. We have it. We save all that recording for 1 year, 6 months, whatever the client need. So we have the evidence if something happened. We have the record of the cars, the license plates, the name of the visitor that go into that place to visit anyone. We record that for one, and we save that for 1 year. And the third point is that we have a preventive armed guard. That the only thing that those patrol cars are doing is visiting you, the virtual guard clients, they go into the place, they get down of the patrol, they walk inside of your urbanization, your condominium, your business, and if everything is okay, so they just leave and go to the next one.
About how long would be the response time in case something's happening in your particular business for a police, you would communicate also with the police,
but oh, yes,
say your security guard. But what would be the response time you're in terms of the
in
number
the metro
of people,
area?
Yes.
Less than 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes of reaction. I have a patrol car, something happened. Beside that, we have a center station monitor alarm. We monitor alarms. We monitor panic buttons, robbery, or all kind of alarms. So if we receive one of those alarms in our center station, we send one of the patrol car. We follow the instruction of the client. If the client just, the only thing that they want is to call the police, so let's see if the police arrive there.
So you would send your personnel, your guard to it, and you would also, depending on the circumstances, also communicate with the police and coordinate with that.
Yeah, some clients they just say, you know what, if you receive an activation of the alarm, call the police and let the police do that. Our experience is that the police have so many problems on the street that when they arrive to the place, it's too late already. So what we recommend to our clients is that if they have an alarm, get someone to respond to that alarm.
Right.
It will guarantee you more security, and it will guarantee you that the reaction team, it will arrive there sooner than the police possible.
And how do you see technology? Of course, you have the virtual guard and handling things through the use of internet and all. Where do you see technology going in terms
of technology is
security?
The future.
What do you foresee or you dream, you know?
Well, will be what I would like to happen in my companies, probably, it's to run.
That you're not needed, that you can be out and skiing right now.
Yeah, not having so many problems because at least for
you want a virtual CEO? Is that what you'd like?
that's what I would like. Yeah, really.
Actually,
that's what
it's
I would like.
Happening a little bit, but you have to walk the talk. You got to be there and show your face. Unfortunately,
yes, but you know, the future here is technology.
So what is your dream for your company?
A lot of urbanizations, projects, they are putting cameras on the streets. They are putting cameras on the entrance. The clients or the residents that they live there, they could be observing their houses from the cellular phone or from the internet, from any place. And that's going to be the future. All these close urbanizations, they are moving to that.
I think with the municipalities that are at the forefront, they're going to be putting cameras throughout the public roads. Let me explain you this. I foresee there's going to be not going to be very many places where, if the lighting is adequate, we're not going to be able to know what's happening out in the streets.
Before you put a camera, you have to make a security study there, security survey, to be sure that the technology is going to be working there.
Right.
But let me tell you this.
Is the lighting critical? How critical is the lighting? I mean, do these cameras
handle the dark? You have cameras with one looks that could, you know, you don't need a lot of light. You just want a candlelight is enough.
Is enough.
Everything depending on the
type
could get, of camera.
You get the features of the person's face, and you could get a license plate number.
Oh yes.
Even in relatively bad, inadequate light.
And you have infrared cameras, and really, everything depends how much money the client wants to expend.
It's more expensive. Go to the lighting. With better lighting, then you don't need that good a camera, etc. Okay.
So I think that the technology is the future of the security here. We go every year to take different kind of training out of Puerto Rico, and be sure that we have the latest in technology, because I believe in technology, and I think that the more technology you have, is more less money that the client is going to spend in security.
And in terms of you have cameras or in order to prevent and to be able to decide who's done what, in terms of arms and in terms of weapons and other instruments that are available to then deter someone, what do you see? I mean, there's a big mess now on arms and assault weapons.
You will always need that armed guard or that armed person to give to protect the people. You know, they have to move right away. If they see something behind the camera in the monitor, they have to send the patrol car there. But the technology is good as a part the guy behind the monitor is. If you have a guy behind the monitor just doing nothing, he's not watching the monitor, the equipment, you might be spending a lot of money in equipment and it wouldn't function. So that's one of the reasons that we have been doing a lot of training in our command post, and we have trained the people that is there watching the cameras, and we have people working there more than 6 hours, because watching a couple of cameras more than X time, you know, So let me tell you, I'm talking from San Patricio. San Patricio is one of the shopping centers that have the best technology in cameras and equipment.
That's good.
Not too many people know that, but in San Patricio, it's more than 200 cameras all around the mall.
At least where we've had the unhappy circumstances, we've been able to
identify, to help the police and arrest the people.
And they've been prosecuted, which is a great accomplishment. Because you can't really stop every crime. You have to be able to make sure that those people are arrested and that the word gets out that this is not a place that this can happen, because you're going to be caught. Well, we'll have to take a break and be right back. I'm with Miguel Portilla of Capital Security.